The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So tonight I'm going to offer a guided meditation on the theme of the Dhamma talk. Which is Dhamma Vichaya. It's a quality of mind that appears in the Buddha's list called the seven factors of enlightenment. Is the second on the list. Directly following the first factor of enlightenment, awareness. So the Buddha is saying, that when awareness arises, it brings in immediately ahead of the other factors. A quality of mind that wants to investigate itself. Dhamma Vichaya. Continuing to settle in being right here with this body. With this mind. Before we investigate, it's good to settle down the body and the mind. Staying with the sensations of breathing. Or if you like, the sensations of this body as a whole, using either one as an anchor. Just settling in and very significantly enjoying this process of relaxing, settling, and being. Opening to our entire experience. Sounds. Sensations in the body. Thoughts in the mind. All included. And all. Loved. Accepted. Noticed. Intimate. So the Burmese meditation teacher, Sayadaw Utejaniya, says, when the mind has settled down into some degree of samadhi, settledness and stability, that's not the goal of meditation. It's just the beginning and signals the mind is ready to investigate. See if you can notice in awareness a quality that wants to explore a little bit in order to understand. Understand in the sense of, what is this life? What is this body? What are these thoughts? And what is this world? See if you can notice in awareness your a sense of unshakable certainty. That our usual understanding of body, mind, and world is illusory. And we have a chance now to see, in the sense of directly experience, the reality. So we know the body through sensations. Turning our attention to the sensations of the body. Putting aside all memory of the body, all the photographs, all the textbook diagrams, all the visual images that we have stored in the mind, that all say, this body has a head, arms, legs, fingers and toes. Putting all that aside and just looking right now to awareness of the sensations of the body. How does the body appear in awareness right now? What is the nature of this body as known through sensations? Just spend a little time exploring. What is this? As known by awareness directly. What is the nature and what are the qualities of physical sensations? As we know the body through physical sensations, we know the mind through thoughts. The mind appears in awareness as thoughts, words and images, usually. So practicing the second factor of awakening, Dhamma Vichaya, turn the attention to thoughts, to explore their nature, not what the thoughts say, not their content, not their psychological content, but how they are, their existential reality. As subtle physicality, what is their substance? As known by awareness, and what are its qualities? What are the qualities of thoughts? And just as the body is known through physical sensations and the mind is known through the subtle physicality of thought, the world is known to us through our sense perceptions. When our eyes are closed, the perhaps easiest perception to notice is sound. So, if you would like, just spend a few moments noticing the nature of sounds. One of five ways the world is known to us is through sound. What is this world of sound? What is its nature? What are its qualities? What is this world? And we might end by taking notice of the one consistent element in all of these investigations, which is awareness itself. Awareness of the mind through thoughts, the body through physical sensations, and the world through perception. All known by awareness. Experiment with turning awareness towards awareness to notice its nature and its qualities. Remembering always to stay relaxed and in a gentle way, interested, curious. In a few moments, we can receive the sound of the bell. Whenever you're ready, if you'd like, we can slowly open our eyes.